You are listening to Life Heritage Moments with international evangelist and Bible teacher Dr. Keith Augustus Burton. Life Heritage Moments is a production of the Life Heritage Radio Network. Each program is designed to encourage Christians to consider what it really means to be a Christian as it challenges them to transform words into deeds.
Do you feel better now that you've talked to the Lord? Praise His holy name. This evening I'm going to ask if you could turn in your Bibles to 2 Chronicles chapter 34. The 2 Chronicles chapter 34, the Old Testament book of 2 Chronicles chapter 34. And I'm going to read in your hearing verses 1 through 7. If anybody needs a Bible, we do have some available. And guess what? If you don't have a Bible, you can take it with you. If anyone needs a Bible, just raise your hand, please. Just raise your hand. This is our gift to you. Pastor, am I overstepping my authority here? But 2 Chronicles chapter 34, 2 Chronicles chapter 34. And I'm going to read in your hearing verses 1 through 7. Verses 1 through 7. If you have a Bible at home, remember to give it back. If you have a Bible at home. Amen. 2 Chronicles chapter 34, verses 1 through 7. If you've just got it, if you need someone to help you find the passage, I'm sure the person next to you will be willing to do it. 2 Chronicles chapter 34, verses 1 through 7. And you may follow in whatever version you have. I'll be reading to you from the New King James Version. And here the chronicler writes, Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord and walked in the ways of his father David. He did not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was still young, he began to seek the God of his father David. And in the 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem of the high places, the wooden images, the carved images, and the molded images. They broke down the altars of the Baals in his presence, and the incense altars which were above them he cut down, and the wooden images, the carved images, the molded images he broke in pieces and made dust of them and scattered it on the graves of those who had sacrificed to them. He also burned the bones of the priests on their altars and cleansed Judah and Jerusalem. And so he did in the cities of Manasseh, Ephraim, and Simeon, as far as Naphtali and all around with axes. Then when he had broken down the altars and the wooden images, had beaten the carved images into powder, and cut down all the incense altars throughout all the land of Israel, he returned to Jerusalem. I'm going to ask if you may also turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 18. And I'm going to read in your hearing verses 1 through 4. Ezekiel, chapter 18, reading in your hearing verses 1 through 4. Here we read, The word of the Lord came to me again, saying, What do you mean when you use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, The fathers have eaten the sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge? As I live, says the Lord, you shall no longer use this proverb in Israel. Behold, all souls are mine. The soul of the father, the soul of the mother, as well as the soul of the son and the daughter, they are mine. And the soul that sins shall die. The message this evening, house of pain. House of pain. I remember as a child growing up in England, being exposed to the various symbols of American culture, particularly through the medium of television. Well, some of us are old enough to remember the show Leave It to Beaver or the Brady Bunch. And later on, of course, we had the Cosby Show. Shows that somehow depicted perfect families that could not do anything wrong. They always seemed to have a solution to their problems. And I found myself asking sometimes, how comes problems aren't solved so easily in my family? Most recently, Tyler Perry, the one who's made the movies Why Did I Get Married, Madea, and all of those in that series, has put out a series on American TV. I'm not sure if it's here yet, but it's called The House of Pain, P-A-Y-N-E. And it's a story that treats real issues in family, a family that's affected by infidelity and by a drug addiction, and with a husband who doesn't want to go to church and a wife who's praying for him. A family that is much like many of the messed up families that we know. You see, the truth is, many of us, even though we don't like to admit it, come from dysfunctional families. In fact, normal is the new dysfunction. And when we look at families, it seems as if certain families have a pattern that is indelibly stamped on the genes of the various generations. Yes, we see families where father and son tend to embrace the same vices. There are certain families that I knew growing up in my neighborhood where it wasn't just a person, but the entire family had a reputation. It seemed like son was like daddy, was like granddaddy. The whole family had this stamp on them. Generation after generation kept on making the same mistakes. Now, behavioral scientists, when they try to explain generational cycles, like to have the discussion as to whether or not a person behaves the deviant way in which he or she does because of nature or because of nurture. In other words, are certain people born to repeat the habits of their forebears, or do they learn it by observation? And when we look at this question, we see that it's not a 21st century question. It's a concern, apparently, that's been around for millennia. We saw it in the passage of scripture that we read from Ezekiel, when folk were walking around Israel saying, the fathers have eaten the sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. In other words, when we see the young ones misbehaving, it's because of what their parents did, and they just can't help themselves. So when we look at these cycles, some call them curses that go from generation to generation, what can be done about them? Are we basically destined to be our parents, or is there hope for us? Well, today as we develop this message, we're going to take some lessons from the house of David, the king of Israel. And we're going to focus specifically on one of his descendants, Josiah. And we're going to use lessons from his experience and apply it to the nation, that's the United Kingdom. And then I'm going to meddle a little bit, if you would allow me. If you don't allow me, I'm going to meddle anyhow, because we're going to take a look at our families this evening. If you're a little sensitive, just brace yourself. Because I am going to meddle this evening. Are you with me? Amen. So as we look at our families, at our houses, we see that the first lesson that we learn from the boy King Josiah comes from an assessment of the people who are living in his house. And understand, when we talk about people living in our houses, we know that oftentimes there are people we can physically see, but there are also ghosts who live in our house. No, I'm not talking about dead people who still linger on. But I'm talking about those influences and those memories that affect us, even though our forebears may have been dead for over 100 years. Some of us allow these ghosts to live by the way in which we conduct ourselves. And so we're going to take a look at Josiah. Very quickly, Josiah was the boy king in Israel, who is known for being a reformer. But when we look at the boy King Josiah, we see that Josiah was not at all like his daddy. And when he begins to think about his house, he had to come to the terms that his house, his family, his lineage, his genealogy was messed up. His father, Ammon, was a very evil person. When we look at Ammon, we see that he was just in God's face and he did not have any inkling to do that which was right. And I'm sure when Josiah looked at his daddy, he wondered what his future was going to be. And so he began, the Bible says in verse 3 of 2 Chronicles 34, he began to seek the God of his father David. You see, he wanted something better. And he heard that his father, his great, 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 great grandfather David, was a man after God's own heart. So he figured that if he was to search for that God, then he would escape the curse that he thought was on his house. So he begins to dig deep into his roots. And oh, what an ugly picture it was.
Thanks for listening to Life Heritage Moments. We invite you to email your comments to radio@lifeheritage.org. Please visit us on the web at www.lifeheritage.org, where you can listen to other programs and view the other services of Life Heritage Ministries. If you wish to partner in this ministry, you may make a secure donation on our webpage, or you can send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, Post Office Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Don't forget to tune in again next week, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.